Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hello. My name's Quincy. So you guys came on the 15th and installed your services for Arch Top Fiber. I spoke to somebody like 2 days ago because there was a problem with my billing. The guy who originally came to my house, he knocked on my door. He said that, that you guys could install it, and it would be $70. He said there was like a something that you're doing for a limited time where they would cut the bill in half, and they made it so that the thing would be $70 for 2 years. You locked in for 2 years. So we made an appointment. You guys came on the 15th, and I spoke to some guy just a couple of days ago in the billing department. He told me that you guys were trying to fix it to call back today because it's supposed to be 70 for my amount, and it says $199.99. So he said to call back, and you guys would help me fix it if it wasn't fixed by the time I looked on my account today.
Well, the most that I would be able to do for you today is submit a trouble ticket and request that someone call you back on tomorrow. Because this is going to be an issue that's going to have to be dealt with at the office. And what we would be here for today would be more if you were having an internet outage or something that needed one of our technicians to assist you with helping you to get back up and running. You know, we would be able to assist with something like that or any emergency issues. If there's a line down somewhere, we could report that, get our guys out and get that line back up, or, you know, just any type of issues that require after hours support. But as far as billing issues, that's going to be something that would be that would have to be handled by the office. And either I could go ahead and create a trouble ticket and, you know, let our team know, or you could call back on tomorrow. It's up to you.
I think because he was trying to fix it on his end, but he said there was a problem with the system and it wouldn't let him correct it. I think he already made the trouble ticket like you were talking about. He said that he sent a message out to somebody and that if I called back today, then if I looked on my account today, if it wasn't fixed today, I'd call back today, and he said that you guys would get to me. I don't know if you can check to see if there's already one submitted, one of those trouble tickets.
Let's see here. And this is Quincy McKenzie?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here.
And I chose to speak to the billing when I first called it, asked me if I need to speak to billing or gave me a few options. I chose billing. I don't know if billing's not open today or.
No, you would have to contact billing the office on tomorrow in regards to billing issues. But since this is a brand new phone call, I must ask, can you confirm your service address?
Yes. So it's 35 Sturley Avenue, Sardis, New York.
And that's 12477. And your cell phone number?
It is 917-362-6202.
And then your email address?
It's QFIVE500@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. So what are you seeing on your side in regards to the amount that you owe?
So on my side, I'm seeing I owe $99.99.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be, he told me that it's supposed to be $69.99.
Yes, I'm also seeing on my side $99.99. So I was just making sure that you're seeing the same thing that I'm seeing.
Okay.
And
Yeah, because originally when I set up the appointment, the guy who came to the door, he said that it would be 70, so I'm just trying to correct it, that's all.
Okay, so what you may find, and or you may not, but what you may find is that the reason that the price is $99.99 rather than $69.99 is because typically the first bill that a customer receives is going to be higher than their bills that they receive in the future. And that's because if your service is installed halfway through a billing cycle, then you're going to be billed a prorated amount for that half a month of service, and then plus the next full month of service. And then after that very first bill is squared away, all your future bills would be this at the $69.99 price point. But it's just that very first bill that can be a little bit confusing to customers because it is prorated.
Okay, all right, got it. So you're saying that after I pay this first bill, it's gonna correct?
Yes, because say for example, if we have half a month of October left and
Yes.
you're up and running, they got you installed, squared away, and you have your internet service running, so you have internet service for half a month. Well, for that half a month, we certainly can't bill you for a full month, so you would be billed based upon, for that half a month, how many days out of that month did you actually have internet service and it was up and running for you? And then take that number of days and multiply it by whatever number needed that's needed to be included into the equation. And then your next bill is, of course, is for like November to December, hypothetically, would be $69.99. So you'd say, okay, so we've got half a month of October, so that'll be about $30. And then you have $69.99, which should cover November to December, because any time I've been any all of these have always been pay like a prepaid type of service where you pay, you have the month of service, you pay, you have the month of service, you pay, you have the
Yeah.
month of service. So that's what I'm thinking is the reason why your bill is higher than what you would expect. And of course, the gentleman that would come out to your residence would tell you that yes, it is going to be $69.99 because that's the plan and the price point that you did agree to for your particular internet plan. But what that gentleman didn't happen to think about also informing you of is the fact that if because you're going to be starting your service in the middle of a billing cycle, you are going to have a prorated amount added to your very first bill. So your very first bill is going to be higher than the $69.99 that you're expecting. But don't worry, because once that has all been squared away, all of your future bills will be at the $69.99 price point.
Okay. All right, I get it. Another question I have is, so it says that first amount is due October 30th, but that would only be 15 days of service. Is that right?
Yeah, so what that would be doing is that would be, like I said, it's going to be pay as you go type of service. So you're installed, and so no one's going to come out and say, okay, well, right now we're setting you up, and we know that you're going to be using the service for 15 days before it's time for you to be billed. So here's a bill right now at this very moment. Here is a bill. That's not how that's necessary. That's not how that's going to work. You're going to get a bill that's going to include the time that you have active service up until the next time that it would be to be billed, which would be the 30th of October. And then when you pay that, you're paying for, like I mentioned, the 15th through the 30th, and then also you'd be paying the 30th forward to your, to like hypothetically like November 30th or November 29th or whatever, it's probably just going to be on the 30th of each month. Not 100% sure about that, but I'm pretty sure that that's how that works. And I'm just taking a look to see. And I don't know if you have any ability to see anything. I mean, maybe not, but if you might have anything to ability to see any breakdown of your bill online in your account when you log into your account at archtopfiber.com, where you can actually see the breakdown and see what it actually how it breaks it down, like how I was breaking it down, but except for a way for you to be able to view that so you can, you know, be presented with the information in a way that is visual as well.
Okay. All right. No, I don't think I can see that. My only options are to make a payment and it says view invoice, but...
View invoice. View in your invoice is what the is going to show you the information that you're that's in question.
Okay.
Yes, so that's going to be what you're going to want to look at. It's like the invoice is going to be like, okay, so what am I being charged for? You know, what's going on here? What is this? And I can also view the invoice. I haven't done that before, but I'm going to take a look. Let me take a look. Okay, let's see. Here's the invoice. It said current charges summary. Okay, monthly, Let's see. Oh, fiber internet. You went with the 2 gig internet?
Yes. That was the promotion. It was the 2 gigs for $70.
I'm not aware of the 2 gig internet. I'm not aware of that promotion. Let me see. Let me take a look at the website. Maybe how did I miss that? Let me see. 2 gig internet is supposed to be $99.99 with, but you can get 2 gig internet for $89.99 if you sign up for auto draft from your bank account using your account number and routing number and paperless billing. So, the $99.99 price is the normal price if you're not signed up for paperless billing with auto pay enabled through ACH debit.
I never looked on the website. Is when the guy came to the door, he was just saying that it's just it's not something that's going to stay forever. It's just something he can offer me now. He was asking if I was a gamer, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do like to do a lot of streaming services and game a little bit. He was like, oh, I have a perfect deal for you. It's 2 gigs. I can get it for $70. He did mention that it when I called him again, he did mention that I have to do the what is called paperless billing. That would take off 10, but the promotion should have already took off another 10, so that would take off 20.
What would take off another 10?
The promotion that
Promotion that that was being offered. Okay, yeah. So for that,
and then the paperless billing said he would take off another 10.
Okay, well, paperless billing plus being enrolled in ACH debit by associating your account number and routing number for your bank account with your account and then allowing the payments to be automatically deducted from your account. So basically, you know, you're on auto pay, but it's coming out of your bank account directly. And I'm seeing here also that what the bill was is actually, it's not a prorated bill to my surprise. It's actually, stating that this is your service for October 15th through November 14th. So that's, going to be the full 30 days of service. And then, of course, it's got the regular price of $99.99 for the 2 gig internet. Now, I do understand that your concern is with the price discrepancy. and what the gentleman told you that the bill was going to be versus what you're actually seeing on the bill. And, of course, you can see on the bill that it does say save $10 a month with automatic ACH and paperless billing. As far as any other promotion that the technician told you about in regards to, oh, you can get the, you know, another $10 discount, I'm not aware of that particular promotion. And I would say that the best thing to do in that regards would be to contact the office on tomorrow, or, you know, if you want, I could, you know, create a trouble ticket and request that one of our team members contact you, or you could call the office tomorrow, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Yeah, I guess whatever works. I thought the guy I spoke to, because I already mentioned this to somebody I spoke to just 2 days ago. I thought he already created something for me. There should be something there.
Whatever he submitted, whatever he submitted wasn't a trouble ticket. Let me see what this is where it says here. Let's see. Nope, that's just your about your account. Yeah, that doesn't have, that's not anything the gentleman would have submitted. Okay, so that's not what I was looking for. So that was just so I don't, he may have submitted it to the office, but it's not in this database that I have access to here where I can see customer account information. Now, that's not to say that he didn't submit, you know, something along with any paperwork that he may have filled out that he's required to turn in, you know, to show his completed jobs for, like, installations and what have you. So that's not to say that he didn't submit something to the office for you. It's just that I can't see it in this particular database.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess I'll just give a call back tomorrow then. I'll call the office then.
Okay. All and right, yes, and when you call the office, our team are really great. They should be able to get you squared away with any and everything that we can possibly do for you. So if that $20 discount is, you know, something that we can absolutely provide to you based upon the information provided by the technician, then our team, you know, will make that happen. But it's going to be up to, you know, our team at the office in regards to what they can and cannot do based on, you know, their own limitations.
Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. Again, it was my pleasure to assist you. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.